Namaste. Blessings to you, to everyone you know, all of your day. Namaste. We touch base with this idea again of both namaste, blessings, and of conscientiousness. Blessings in our life are the result of positive karma. Positive karma is the result of conscientiousness. Conscientiousness is the result of mindfulness, thoughtfulness. Thoughtfulness is the result of pause. And of being present. Present to our thoughts. Are they positive, negative, neutral? Present to the emotions that have actually initiated any thought. Emotion comes first. We might not realize that in any given moment. Because the whole process might be very, and usually is, nanosecond fast. We also might not have the training through pause to recognize an emotion for what it is, that it is an emotion. We might recognize, for an example, a modern phenomenon in those with a lot of leisure is to fritter their time, i.e., right, use their time for things like Facebook, let's say. What is not recognized is the emotion of disquiet and discontent that is generating that action and that thought. Why does Facebook even exist? Because it fills a gap, it fills, right? It fills time. It gives a momentary titillation, a momentary smile, a momentary interest is fulfilled. I mean, whatever it might be. Now, I go on Facebook too. It isn't to go to other people's things, but I go on Facebook, so I'm not saying that I don't go there. It's 10 minutes or less, usually far less. So we understand. So there's presence, noticing the usually not noticed. Do we notice disquiet for what it is, discontentment for what it is, dissatisfaction for what it is? And then do we notice the thoughts that are, that's an emotion. I've named it, I've given it a name, but it's an emotion, it's a feeling. It's a restlessness. It's a hollowness. It's an unpleasant feeling. An unpleasant emotion, which is why they're called afflictions in Buddhism. We are afflicted. We are beset by it. And then, being beset, we then make an action. Thinking, there's thought. Thinking that that action will address the disquiet, will address the discontent. And of course, it doesn't. It doesn't fundamentally. It might for 1 second, 2 seconds, And we're back to discontent, which is, people's common experience. So we touch base here again with namaste. Namaste, blessings to you. Blessings to everyone you know, blessings to the world. Do those blessings arise? How do those blessings come into our life, bless our life? From positive karma. From having chosen po a positive action, a beneficial action to self and to others. By living with positive, beneficial emotion states, which means that our mind is at peace. Our mind is content. Our mind isn't hollow. And that will be a training. And it will include very, very significantly pause. Pause. Just pause. Look up at the sky. Watch a leaf move in the wind, a bird flutter by. Celebrate life. Celebrate life. Participate in life. That's conscientiousness, as well as all the other ways we've explored it. So we smile. The good fortune that we are living is a result. The perpetuation of good fortune is caused. We have to put the causes in place. Just like if you want a tomato, you need a tomato seed. You want a cabbage, you need a cabbage seed. We want a world at peace. That needs causes. So we smile because that's all in our power. Each of us individually. That's pretty amazing. So then, thoughtfulness is a gift to ourselves, certainly to those around us and all beings. But it's a gift to ourselves because it is a seed, it's causative. That's pretty amazing to hang out with as a thought through the day and as a background kind of program through the day. And just observe. Notice the usually not noticed. How thoughtful am I through the day? About anything. About everything. It's very empowering. That's very satisfying. Because then there's no regrets. There's no shame. There's no should have, could have. Wish I did. Just thoughtfulness. How amazing is that? And thoughtfulness is not necessarily about thinking. In fact, quite often it's about no thought. That is to say, rationalization, excuses, getting tangled in our minds. Now, there's a curious paradox. So we smile with it all. Always we smile. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath with all beings. To do so is conscientiousness. It is thoughtfulness to really think. I am breathing with all beings. I am smiling with all beings. If it not be just, oh, yeah, we say that every meditation. That would actually be one's intention, one's aspiration, one's presence. Ooh. Bring thoughtfulness freshly into your day, all day. And notice, it will be unmistakable how much happier you are and those around you. Love you all. Create your day.